4, HKX, mobile.
JW mobile.
Afternoon, Dave. Did you have a good trip up the mountain?
I'm going across the plains. I'm having a good day. Just exploring both ends of the county.
What are you doing today?
Pictures at WCRC with my 360-degree multivotor camera. It's the guys at Foothills want to know what the WCRC flying is like. So I'm taking a couple of multivotors down there to take some pictures. The inside of a sphere.
Pretty cool. I heard you going up to the repeater site. You go up there and make some changes to something?
Get an engineer up there to see if it's okay if we get some space on the inside of the building instead of being in a HUD on the outside.
Didn't know if something was going on or not. Just curious.
Something going on. It's not always physical work, though. Sometimes it's planning.
A lot more of that anymore, or nowadays, than what it used to do a job, doesn't it?
Well, I turned on my sprinkler for the first time today while I was home in between my trips. And I see the grass over here on the back side of the airport is turning green as green can be. You know, that was a good picture you took of the sunset the other night. You had a better view than I did.
Well, we're like they're on fire, don't they?
I got a few pictures, not a lot, but I got a few pictures when I was going up and taking pictures of the sun coming up and the sun going down at home with the multirotors at 400 feet, where the sun would be like just breaking over the horizon when it's coming up, or it's just going down over the horizon when it's going down. And that's exactly what it looked like from 400 feet up looking down on it. Those are hard to get, though. You know, and that's that period in the morning. That's that period where you get a little blue tint out of the light as it's going through the maximum portion of the atmosphere to get to you.
And that's that prism effect coming in. Another good spot is right there in the morning when I'm coming down the mountain. You know, about halfway down the mountain, you got that curve and it kind of flattens out. And then you got that next right angle where you make the second part of the downhill. Right there when you make that curve, you're looking out over the valley and you're coming and looking right at Paris Mountain. That's always a beautiful sight in the morning.
Police officers used to camp out waiting for people to come speeding by. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah, that's where you want to gain the most speed, but you have to put on brakes to keep from getting in trouble.
Sure, I took there this week from there. You'll really enjoy it.
I'm going back and forth to Charlotte for 10 years every weekday morning. There were plenty of opportunities when I thought, man, if I only had my camera, I would pull over on 85 and let the traffic go by and take some pictures right here. Because I'd leave before the sun came up, and the sun would be coming up as I was getting there. And that made for some really beautiful shots.
That's what is happening right now of the morning. As I'm coming down through there, it's just breaking daylight. And you can just see the maroon and the orange and the blue coming across through there. And so next week will be a little different because the time changes this weekend, but it'll move its way back there eventually.
And you get to know that pretty well, too. You know, as it transitions from summer to winter, the arch that the sun makes as it goes over, you know, I think one of the two, I can't remember which one it is, it's a straighter shot across from east to west, whereas the other one of the two, it's more of a horseshoe from southeast to southwest. You know what I mean?
Yep, that tilt of the earth is in changes that.
Effects on the lighting as well as it's coming up and going down. I think that's why I only had a few of them each year that would have made a really good shot. And that would make me think, why do I not keep my camera in my car?
So good on your phone anymore. As long as you got a good quality phone, I mean, it's amazing what you can do with one of them.
That's absolutely true. You know, I never really used my phone camera. I was just too used to I use the Nikon cameras. The D70, D90, that kind of stuff.
What you're saying with the DSLRs, they're much better, but I mean, for a quick snap, Yeah, and you got it with you most all the time.
The effect that I could like push the shutter down just a portion of the way and then change the zoom of the camera and then take the picture, and I could control where the focal point was. I could make the other area around it more blurry than normal so that it really concentrated your eye movement toward the center or toward one end, like an upper corner or a lower corner.
And it's amazing what you can do with some of the effects on cameras and things like that. I've never played much with a DSLR camera, and I've always been the 35mm, but double exposure in it and changing, like you're saying, changing the shutter speed, it was always fun to play with that stuff.
Oh, I did have a couple of 35mm, but I never really got heavy into it until my father-in-law got heavy into it with the Nikon cameras, and that's when I started getting Nikon cameras. And I'd always be a model or two behind him. He'd always get the latest model. I think I had the latest model. If he'd get one, I'd get one better than his. He'd get one better than me. Every time he'd come down there, he'd have the next one after me. I never could get out in front.
The Jones thing.
Except it was with cameras. It was a lot of fun, though. We both learned from each other's experience.
And that's what it's really about, and you're pushing each other to learn and do better.
Look at all those thousands. When we go to a soccer game, because all the grandkids and all the kids played soccer, at least the girls did, and we'd go to their soccer games, and I bet I'd take 2,000 to 3,000, maybe 4,000 pictures at a soccer game. And we go to hundreds of soccer games, so I've got the pictures from soccer games.
Definite advantage over the new cameras versus the 35mm, where you can got it all on a card and you can scroll through it on the screen. Much easier, better to deal with.
So it has a downside too. When your granddaughter is making a kick and it's about to go in the goal, that's when you put your finger on the trigger and you don't let up till the ball goes in the goal. And then you've got about 30 pictures of time-lapse photography as it's going, as she's kicking it and it starts moving and it goes through the goalie's hands and through into the goal.
That was one thing I liked about the camera I had. I had the Canon Rebel. You could do the same thing with it on 35mm. It would take about, I can't remember if it's 5 or 8 pictures, and it put them all in time-lapse on one picture. That was pretty cool.
We do with the camera. That's just, whereas your phone will do a lot, but there's things like that that your phone just won't do.
As far as taking sunset pictures, it's really good for that.
And the Hero cameras, I don't know if you've had any of those, but flying multirotors, you use one grade of camera for the goggles, and you use a whole lot higher grade of camera, the HD that you get off of the GoPros, and you can do that with the GoPro. You can kick it into high gear until it takes 32 snaps coming up, and it'll do it, it'll knock them all out. That battery gets really hot, and the SD card gets hot, but it works.
KB2HXS.
Hey, Dave. I don't have any experience with the GoPros at all. The actual GoPros. I was telling you about the dual bubble lens where it's taking 360-degree pictures that we had. That's the closest thing I've got any experience with.
For DJW, and I haven't got any experience with that one yet. I'm still saving that one. Go ahead, David.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. I hear you're talking about cameras. I am also a photography buff. I've got a couple of Nikons. Dave, you said you had a Nikon, a couple of Nikon bodies. Over to you.
Through the 70 and the 90, and I think my father-in-law, last one he got was the 200.
I see what happens. I've got the D500, which is a crop frame, but it'll do like 10 frames a second. And I've got a D850, which is a full frame, and that'll do, I think, like 6 or 7 frames a second. And if you put the grip battery on there, it'll do 9 frames a second. Over to you, Patrick.
Talking about something I don't know nothing about now. But, guys, I am pulling in. Dave and Dave, it's good to talk to y'all both this afternoon, and look forward to on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Enjoyed it. And, David, I hate I'm going to cut it short, but I got about a quarter of a mile to go, and then I got to get out and unlock the gate.
Okay, well, just real quick, I'm trying a different antenna today. I've got the super gain of 7900 on my vehicle on a lip mount on my hatch, not on a mag mount. I guess I sound okay?
Yes, it does, but I am a long way from the repeater, and I'm mobile, and I'm behind a few mountains, so yeah, it sounds good from where I am.
Yeah, as long as I'm coming into the repeater, okay. All right, very good. Go do what you got to do. W4DJW, KB2HXS Mobile.
All right, David. Maybe I'll catch you on the way back. Take care. KB2HXS, W4DJW Mobile.
Or DJC. DJC, AJ4RA Mobile. Good to you, too. Name here is Bill. Just right along Mobile here on Scuffletown Road for a short run, so get to say hello for a moment or so.
I'm here in Anderson. I'm at my home QTH. I'm running a FTM 6000 or so. DGO banners that came out last year, sometimes a little simple thing. Old DGLM banners save the 440, which I don't use. I use very little anyway. Got it upstairs. I just got a little indoor 5 of them. My beam sitting inside the bedroom here. Handle who's Jerry? Juliet Echo, Romeo Yankee.
Eric's doing a good job for you. Everything in the repeater nice and solid. So it's pretty good. And I'm running an old Esden that I've had for a long, long time in this mobile. I've had it on the shelf here in the shop probably for 20 years and pulled it out about 6 months ago and installed it in this vehicle. There you go. Anyway, I'm pretty close to where I'm going to make a stop here, so I will make this my last transmission with you. Just hold on for your final. And thanks for the cue, so nice to catch up with you. AJ4RA Mobile.
These were good radios. I used to see them. I started back. I've been licensed 44 years this year, I think. I remember those Asdens were really popular back in the day. And they just kept on working. I don't recall if I had a PL tone then or not. I don't remember. It's been a long time. My memory's not so good. Hope you have a good afternoon. And a nice weekend. Talk to you later. N4DJC clear.
Well, clear.